Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of an economic and financial nature, starting with each of us. We hold the key to the transformation in our world and in the world. It starts with each of us. We come together each day to join in meditation, and in doing so, open ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. And as we do, transform our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions, so does the world outside of us reflect us. It starts with each of us. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 154. Focus on what brings utter peace and joy to you and others. Focus on what brings utter peace and joy to you and others. Notice the word utter in this message. Not just peace, as if peace wasn't enough. We're talking utter peace, complete, total, absolute peace. It's not sort of peaceful, not taking just the edge off. It's total peace, as if you are immersed in a pool of healing water that makes you feel so light, just floating, as if you are a bird flying through the air, the sun bursting through a cloud, just this light inside, almost physically, and just imagining it as if you were the real light inside, as well as figuratively feeling light, carefree. So let's get to the meaning of peace and how do we get here. Peace, freedom from war, civil strife, conflict. That's peace. Now, we don't think of that in terms of our own self, and yet I share with you everything that you're experiencing outside of you is a reflection of what's going on inside of you. So if there is any upset in your life, any conflict in your life, any tug of war in your life, mentally or physically, between you and your environment, between you and others, what it came to me as I was just sharing environment, how many people come to me telling me about this week, the plumbing burst here, the car has a dent, this fell apart here, the roof has a leak. When these things happen one after another, this is not coincidence. This is a reflection, not always an easy pill to swallow, a reflection of something that is off within us. Peace is freedom from conflict, civil strife, war. And so when you have these things outside of you, it's important to look inside of you and see if you truly are grounded in the absolute sense of harmony, serenity, calm, and quiet. How do you know if you're not really at peace? One simple way to know is when your mind is talking to you. When you find yourself mumbling inside of you as if you're talking to another person about what should have happened, when will it happen, what do I do next. This is a clear sign you are not truly swimming in a pool of peace. Peace is a quiet mind. Peace is a mind that isn't second-guessing, replaying whatever happened over and over again. Peace is a mind that's not working through all the steps about what I need to do or should do. Peace is fully present, here and now, feeling oneness with it all. I had the opportunity to hear a well-known nature photographer this weekend, and his expertise is the Everglades and the wetlands in particular. And he shared his story that when he found his way to be a photographer, he didn't start out to be the photographer he is today. He was come from the west coast of America, and he was really into the Rockies and the mountains, and somehow he came to Florida, came to visit the Everglades, and he fell in love in this environment, and he felt the same as he felt in the most majestic mountains, he said. And then he went to photograph it, and he was doing what everyone did, taking color photographs. And when he looked at the photographs, he looked at his art pieces. It jarred him that some pieces stood out in color versus others. Some colors grabbed you and others didn't. And there seemed to be conflict between the colors. And instead of seeing the whole, you saw whatever the color was that you were attracted to. And he said he made a decision, even though it went against the times, to shoot only in black and white. And he still does that today. And his reason brings us back to peace. He did that so that when you looked at the landscape, not one piece seemed to be in conflict with another piece because the colors were drawing you one against the other. He did it because of the oneness that he felt and we feel when we look at his art. He captured the oneness of the Everglades by shooting it in black and white, that no piece, no part of the environment was of a greater importance than another. It was all one, different shades of black and white, and yet they are all one. There is no conflict between the parts. And so to be at peace is to have no conflict within you. All the parts of you, your mental part, your emotional part, your physical part, your spiritual part. And therefore, there's no conflict outside of you, in your relationships, in your business, in your bank account, you and your physical environment. You feel oneness with it all. One part is not necessarily more important than another because it takes the whole for this feeling of harmony. And so your job, dear one, is to bring your life into utter peace, complete oneness, oneness with the highest power within you, knowing all is well all the time. Storms may come in and leave. Physically, here, living in South Florida, as all parts of the world, have different kinds of storms, physical weather happenings. And yet, the land is still there. The people are still here. Our soul is still here. It's to be completely one with it all, to be in harmony with it all. Whatever is happening, staying grounded in this inner quiet, this inner calm that always knows all is well. And when you do, you open yourself up to hear that still, small, quiet voice, your higher self, your soul self, your God self, your angel self, bringing you the next right steps. You can't really hear this voice, this knowingness, when you're caught up in your mental mind and the outer illusion of truth. Peace is an inside-out job. And we're told to focus on what brings utter peace and joy, the second peace part of the two-part key to fulfillment. Joy is that very glad feeling. Again, happiness and delight. I love the word delight. It's opening up to the light. Expression of feeling this delight and happiness. Expression is showing these feelings. You cannot be internally at peace and saying mean things. That's a sign that you're really not there yet. You can't be in total, utter peace and having jealous thoughts, angry thoughts, even physical disease. You cannot be at peace and full joy if outside of you, or even in your mental mind, there is any ounce of conflict or strife. That is the moment to not beat yourself up verbally, to simply love yourself that much more. Love yourself for seeing the truth that moment, recognizing the inner conflict, and surrendering to the peace inside to guide you to the next right step. Oftentimes, being at peace and joy means really looking at what we've allowed into our world. Who and what we've allowed into our world. Even where we place ourselves in the world. It is not your job to convert everyone to peace. It is your responsibility to be peace for you. And as you are peace, sincerely, as you become more and more peace sincerely, as in authentically, as in totally, you'll see that those around you will start reflecting you. It starts with you. Sometimes we need to pull away from those who bring up such strife in us. It's like we have to put ourselves on a diet, if you will, and be willing and be strong to pull away. It doesn't mean we stop changing inside. It just gives you a little more time to build up your strength inside. So you may come out and then flow with all and whoever is in your space, rather than being rattled by them, losing your footing, so to speak. Maybe that sense of falling over. Peace and joy. And we're told, to you and others, focus on what brings utter peace and joy to you and others. How do you spend your day? Perhaps take a moment today or tonight before you go to sleep. Reflect back on your day. Reflect back on every part of the day and sense again, was I in peace and joy, or was I in some other place? Just be aware of where you put your energy. Because whatever you focused on is what you bring more of into your life. If you saw the world and felt the world from an inner lens of love, remember the word focus, through an inner lens of love, then do not be surprised when the world reflects back to you love. If you saw and felt the world from an inner lens of distrust, do not be surprised when the world seems to reflect back to you things that are not honorable and worthy. Be mindful where you place your feelings, your thoughts, your words, and your actions. The word focus is so important in this message. To focus means center of activity or attention. But when we think of focus as in viewing something, it's a point where the rays of light reflect, where rays of reflective light meet. And so it's the inside and the outside. And I love the word, the fact that it focuses reflective light. So we are reflecting in our world what we're sensing inside. It's all as if a game of mirrors, like going to a carnival. And so inside, if your view is, in quote, warped, you know, you've seen those mirrors, then the world outside of you is reflecting back, warped. And if the world inside of you is this calm, serene pool of tranquility, then the world reflecting back to you is filled with tranquility and peace and serenity. If the world inside of you believes at your center that your angels and God and the universe is here for you, and you know that, the core of your being, then the world is back to you, one miracle after another. You hold the key. Two keys in today's message to living the life you really want. The keys of peace and joy. Peace and joy. Start with that inside. Recognize that inside. come to that place inside where you choose peace. Inside. And then be willing to take responsibility for what you have been creating outside. And as you forgive yourself and forgive others for this unrest and this strife, and see them through the eyes of love, see their hearts and not their outward actions, the world changes as you change inside. Utter peace and joy are the two keys to refocus the center of your being. To refocus the reflection of the outer world. Focus on what brings utter peace and joy. And with a glad and open heart, release all those mental thoughts and all those physical actions that take you away from this place of fulfillment, utter peace and joy. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you, breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle, ever so slow breaths. Feel yourself being moved like the waves of the ocean. Your higher self is calling you, reflecting the action of the moon outside of you, moving you forward, bringing you to the center of your being. Drawn by the inner light inside. Feeling utter peace, joy, as you're moved forward inside. Focusing on the light inside of you. Perhaps there's a color or colors. Know they are here for you. Feel the color merging with you. It's pulsating energy. A peace, harmony, and prosperity. Focus on this light, on this color within. Feeling oneness with it all. Feel the peace as you merge with this colored light within you, knowing is simply energizing you. The vibration of peace, harmony, calm, happiness, and joy. Allow this light, this color, to permeate every cell and atom of your being, sensing, feeling, knowing it is being pumped through your entire being now. Simply focus your attention on your heart center, feeling the peace radiating out, feeling the joy lifting you up. See the light traveling from your heart to your toes, to your fingertips, to the top of your head. Feel this peace, this joy, this love harmonizing every cell and atom of your being as you feel it pulsating through your entirety now. Allow the energy of peace and joy to work through you under grace. Transforming from the inside out, releasing any stuck emotions that are other than peace and joy. They're floating to the surface. Be released. Recognize that is all they are as you bless them and let them go. Peace and joy prevail in you, emanating from the center of your being. Feel your body heating up with this joy. Feel this joy as you focus on a moment in time when you felt like a little kid in the candy store. Most wonderful moment in your life ever. Bring that image to your mind, to your heart center. Feel that joy again. Light, carefree, happy. Knowing the world is here for you. Everything you could ever want is here for you. Feel that gladness, that gratefulness. Feel the inner smile from pure joy, the oneness with it all. Be this joy. Be this peace. A total, complete harmony, trusting totally. All is well. I am well. The world is well. Knowing your spirit self is here, and all your spirit helpers are here for you, guiding you at every turn, every step, every action, every thought. I am one with God. All is well. Feel that peace, that serenity. Feel that gladness, that joy. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back to our everyday living and to live our life from this place, from this knowingness, from this beingness. Utter peace and joy. And only choose to be with people and places that bring utter peace and joy. From the inside out. And so as we began, we breathe. Long, deep, gentle, slow breaths. Conscious of the light color inside. It may be a different color now. And that is good. Being conscious that this peace and joy is who you are. As you rise to the surface, aware of your oneness with it all. Becoming aware of your body temple, your hands and your feet, squeezing them ever so gently, breathing into your heart center, breathing into your head. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. Now we call on Carla, and we invite her to tone this truth for us now.
I am utter peace, love, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. I am grounding, inner calm. Listen to your still, small voice. Let there be joyous peace, peace, peace. Thank you, Father, Mother, God. Om, Om, Om.
And so it is. God bless. Namaste.